David, you all had a story, Jason Auslander wrote it, that the police investigated some smoke coming out of the woods.
Right.
And Rob Fabricini, the sergeant, came across a homeless encampment of sorts and some guys who just gotten paid and were having a nice dinner.
Yeah, you know, they probably went by City Market and got some stuff that was either on sale or, you know, whatever. But it's one of those situations where, as we were talking about, it's quirky. It's that Aspen life thing that people outside the bubble, right, Randy, talk about Aspen. But it's still an issue, right? We, you know, it's homelessness, and it's here as well. And so that's the issue of, you know, not trying to make light of the situation, but also bringing to light, you know, kind of one of these quirky Aspen life things. And so that's kind of the balance there. I was surprised, honestly, how much that took off over the weekend nationally, especially on top of the bear thing, because I've got a lot of calls Thursday and Friday from the stories that we did on the bear on Hyman from national outlets. And then I got a lot of calls as well on the homeless thing. So, you know, it's one of those Aspen life, you know, hashtag Aspen life stories.
Only in Aspen.
Yeah, huh. Only in Aspen things. But
what might be unique here is the homeless people I have known throughout the years have had jobs here, have worked temporarily. So why shouldn't they be able to feast on some, you know, day-old lobster or some treats? The response took me aback a little bit. There was this sort of feeling like, well, shouldn't they just be, you know, scrounging on, you know, ham or day old bread and stuff. There was that attitude, and it's like, you know, you could save all that money from your dinner and you still couldn't rent a place here or still couldn't buy a place here.
Right.
So I found that a little bit like, well, okay. You know, more to it. Have at it with that lobster tail there. If you've been working for 10 hours in the heat, you know, working in a gardening or whatever, a job, and then you go up to your campsite and want to have a nice cookout. Randy?
I agree. Whether it was from day wages or panhandling. I mean, panhandling is a long tradition in the United States. I remember early in my career when I worked in Boise, there was a TV station that did this investigative report about a woman who panhandled downtown, and they followed her to her motel room, and they treated it like it was a big scandal that she was staying in a motel room, and I think it was February. And she answered the door and she said, well, yeah, why do you think I try to get money? It's so I don't have to sleep in the cold. I thought it was a great story, but that's all. Mm-hmm. You know, the broader homelessness issue remains. The homeless in Glenwood Springs aren't as visible as they were before the bridge project started, but we had a fire in a homeless camp on BLM land right above the Walmart here that frankly was one of the more dangerous fires just in terms of being close to the town. And you know, the junk that's left in homeless camps and on BLM land is an issue that people should worry a hell of a lot more about than whether guys are having some imported beer and lobster.
That's a great point. Just the debris left and the potential for, you know, wildland fires there.
Yeah.